International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, October 2024. Week 2. Day 6. Outline. Capital D. We need deep experiences of Christ like that of the Apostle Paul. Number 1. Paul was caught away to the third heaven and caught away into paradise, but he did not divulge this experience until 14 years later. Paul's roots were deep beneath the soil. Number 2. If we want to have Paul's work, then we need to have Paul's root. If we want to have Paul's outward conduct, then we need to have Paul's inner life. If we want to have Paul's manifest power, then we need to have Paul's secret experience. Number 3. To be without root is to be without any hidden treasure. It is to be without any hidden life or hidden experiences. It is essential that some of our experiences remain covered. To uncover everything is to lose everything. Number 4. If our life has no depth, our superficial work will only affect other lives superficially. Only deep calls unto deep. Capital E. A pure and beautiful spiritual life is derived from inward, hidden, and uninterrupted fellowship with God. Hence, he will bud like the lily, and will send forth his roots like the trees of Lebanon. This kind of life is capable of bearing much fruit. Capital F. In order to live a life in the depths, it is necessary to have direct and intimate fellowship with the Lord. Song of Songs 4:12 says, "A garden enclosed is my sister, my bride, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed." Number 1. At this point in her spiritual progress, the Lord's loving seeker has become a garden for Christ's private satisfaction. Number 2. She is not an open garden but an enclosed garden. All that she has is for her beloved's delight and for no one else. Number 3. If today's believers would close up a little more and seal up tighter, their work would become more prevailing. Number 4. May the Lord grant us grace and do a deeper work in us through the cross so that we may strike deep roots and live a hidden life in the depths to fulfill God's requirements and satisfy His heart. This is the end of today's outline.